Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I know, using someone else's content sounds weird, doesn't it? But it's okay though if it's a springboard for what we know as well. Here are two ways to use other people's research. Use it as an example. You know, kind of like I just did in the blog post. Longtime readers probably notice that I do this all the time. Here's why. It makes my point come to life, and I get to make that point succinctly by avoiding a longer story or example. Everybody wins! Also, you can use other people's research as a starting point. I do this all the time as well. Find a report with a killer finding and then drill down. Explain why or what's missing. When does this recommendation work and when doesn't it? This tactic works because it creates a base of understanding. Again, you save space and time by not having to explain a backstory. As I have said before, we thought leaders assume that we have to do everything. Tell the stories, do the research, everything. But there is a lot of value when we can use other research and articles to make our point. We look smart and well-read. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.